Hello.
Hi, my name is Steve Sherman. I'm calling from healthcare. I was looking to speak with Mike.
Speaking.
Hey, Mike, how are you? According to my records, you sent an email and you got some questions about the health plan you just signed up for?
Yeah, I had a question about the deductible. It's obviously a new plan, so I just wondered, like, for example, if I broke my leg or something, God forbid, and then I see a doctor. How much do I pay out of pocket? I see nothing about the deductibles, so I was a little
Gotcha.
concerned about that.
Okay. Well, I don't know if the doctors on your plan cover that type of thing. You have to look into that a little more.
What do you mean, like they don't cover broken body parts?
Well, I mean,
Like a broken bone? I mean,
I'm assuming they do. It's just that you signed up for the vet plan.
yeah, it's the plan I signed up for. I mean, I don't know what you mean.
So if you or any member of your family gets sick or breaks a bone, you'll be seen by an animal doctor.
This is what?
Yes, you signed up for the vet plan.
Well, vet,
Yeah.
like veteran of the armed services.
No, I think you're mistaken. You signed up for the vet plan, and that's short for veterinarian.
Hold on a second. Hold on. You're saying human people are looked at by a veterinarian?
That's exactly what I'm saying, yes. We've actually had a lot of people very confused about that. But no, you will be seeing veterinarians. It's a cheap option, and
How are you not spelling out the fact that it's a veterinarian plan,
well,
like
we thought that was obvious, a vet plan. I mean, you're talking healthcare. It should have
there's
been.
not even one picture of an animal on the page. What do you mean, veterinarian?
Well, because our
I
coverage.
did not sign up for a veterinarian plan.
Well, you did. And it's a lot cheaper. The procedures are a bit different from time to time, but.
How is that even legal?
Well, the healthcare is basically overcrowded, so they've moved some things over to the veterinarian arm.
Well, you know, I don't want it. I didn't sign up for that. I
Okay.
don't want that.
Gotcha. Well, we can change that for you. Wait till next year when the enrollment starts again and you
Wait till
can.
next year. A whole year? Are you
Yeah.
kidding me? I am not sending my family and myself to a pet doctor if something happened for a year.
Well, and that's your choice. That's your choice. But if you want to go to a human doctor, you're going to have to pay the full fee out of pocket. We will cover your trips to the veterinarian, though.
Tell me this is not happening. Tell me this is not real.
This really isn't as bad as you think, Mike. Sure. Okay. There might be some poop in the waiting room, and the doctors take your temperature a bit differently at the veterinary clinic, but they are all friendly.
I don't even know what to make of this. I'm speechless. I'm livid and I'm speechless.
Okay, real quick while we're on this topic, you're not planning on getting a vasectomy this year, are you?
What are you talking about?
Well, I do want to caution you with your current health plan. Make sure you do your due diligence and pick a good animal doctor because I've heard rumors of patients accidentally getting neutered because, they have a
I
different
am not going
way
to
of.
a pet doctor for any kind of operations,
Okay,
okay?
well.
I'm not even doing this.
Yeah, but if you were going to go in for a vasectomy, I have no,
I'm not going in for a
Okay,
vasectomy, okay? I'm not going in for anything.
because I don't know if you know much about vets, but they tend to take all the kibble, if you know what I mean.
Are you not listening to me? I am not going to a pet doctor for anything.
I might be speaking out of turn here, but it sounds like you might be suffering from distemperament, which is a condition that a lot of animals, especially dogs, get where, they're very moody, very
I do
angry.
not have a disease of an animal,
Okay.
okay? I do not have a condition that animals have.
Well, but it sounds to me like you could.
Okay, look, I am not speaking to you anymore, okay? Put me on to your supervisor because I've had it. This is a charade. This is a sham. This is a lie, okay? Because
All
I don't
of
know
those
who you
things.
are or what, how you got this job or what you guys think you're doing, but you're not going to get away with this.
All.
Put me on to your supervisor right now.
I have to tell you, all of those things you used to describe this phone call, a charade, a scam, a lie, really a beautiful way of putting it. It is all a charade, a scam, and a lie.
Do not be a smartass. Give me a supervisor right now.
Well, no, I'm just telling you this is a prank phone call, but you said it much more beautifully than that.
What?
Oh, this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you. Your friend Pete set you up.
This is what?
It's a prank phone call. Your buddy told us that you just signed up for new health care and wanted to mess with you.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Yes, I am actually. You don't have to go see a veterinarian for your stuff.
Oh man, I was freaked out.
I don't know why you'd be freaked out. They're so nice. Have you ever been in there?
No, I have not been to one, and I don't plan on going to one.
And the way they take your temperature, soothing, is really the only way to talk about it.
You're sick.
Oh, yeah, maybe I am. Maybe I should go to the vet. Want to come?
No, thank you.